Now we're talking. Anyway, let's get back to your pathetic, pathetic weekend.
Well, part of my dream, I was on a mission. I was on a we were trying to have like a stripper party.
Again, dude, what do you got, a mouse in your pocket? Who the fuck is we? No, dude.
Hold on.
No.
No.
You came up to me at the bar. I don't know if you remember this. Drunken slob. You came up to me and was like, do you want to go to a stripper club? And I was like, no.
A stripper club?
No.
I said no. I said, I'm not leaving this bar. I'm not going anywhere.
Right. Well, that what was that, Thursday?
I think that was Friday.
I was putting certain things in motion that was going
to
allow for a late night Saturday house party with strippers.
Where'd you find the strippers? How'd you know?
There was a connect.
There was a guy that we met who was dating a stripper.
Yeah.
Who was like, come over to our place. She's going to bring all her friends from work. We'll have a party.
Yeah.
So this is strippers who just got done like delivering hand jobs coming to chill post.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know, delivering hand jobs.
And that was right up the turd alley. The turd was, he was bird dogging that all weekend.
You were excited about it too. Don't pretend like you weren't excited about it.
Shut the fuck up.
So they were warm.
You are 100% on board with that.
I was not. It disgusts me that you do that.
Oh my God.
So they were warmed up.
What?
The strippers.
Well, we didn't wind up happening.
Didn't happen because Chris sabotaged his own fucking plan.
Who was this guy?
Can't get into who he was.
Sure, but I mean, like, that's a wild.
He was Chris's buddy.
Your boy.
We became fast friends.
Everywhere I saw, every time I saw either of them, it was those two, thick as thieves.
I think that's one of those things when you're dating a stripper, you want all your boys to also date strippers.
Yeah, I'd be like, look, strippers are cool.
Nothing weird about this.
Yeah, I didn't know him before I met him. I met him down there.
Sure. It sounds like a guy you meet wasn't kind of randomly.
Yeah.
This is Chris's pal. His hombre.
Dude, I mean, look, shout out to a dude who can date strippers and like live in that realm and not kind of get weirded out.
Well, the tale has a sad ending for this character.
Was he perfectly bald?
No. He's like a decent looking dude.
And then
thinking of like the son from The Deuce.
Oh, when I left.
Who sets up all the fucking sex parties.
When I left on Friday, I had a tummy ache. Wasn't feeling great.
Damn.
Yeah, I took like a shot of tequila. I was like, all right, I'm going home.
And it gave you a tummy ache?
Yeah. Gave me like indigestion. I was like, I feel like shit.
That sounds fun.
I'm getting out of here.
Woo!
Yeah, party time. Tequila. I was like, oh, fuck, I got acid reflux. took like a Tums from the owner. I was like, do you have any like Tums? You gave me a big thing of Tums. I was getting wild. It was party time, dude.
So funny.
One shot of tequila, three Tums, bedtime.
Fuck,
but before
like
I left.
You took more than one shot of tequila, right?
No, the most I took was two shots of fucking Fireball last night.
Ugh.
Hadn't had that in forever, but
that's hot.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
I believe that was Brock Turner's drink of choice.
Really?
Fireball, yeah. But go on.
Brock Turner, yeah. Well,
nice endorsement.
Everybody. Everybody's back then. Back
true.
In the Brock era.
True.
Yeah.
True, that's true. But
the early to late aughts.
Yeah.
But anyway, when I left on Friday, I saw Chris and his strip club partner scheming at the bar, both of them sitting at the corner.
Hard as fuck.
Just figuring it, devising the plan.
A couple of fucking cumers, dude.
Chris was bird dogging hard. It was like a little, a little terrier getting into a hole, getting into a fucking crowd. He was just hunting. He was like, where is this stripper party?
I was playing it pretty cool. I was sitting relaxed at the bar.
Yeah. You're like, if the stripper party happens, it happens. If not,
no. He came back Friday night. It's so funny, which is really funny because I was in bed and Chris came in, got in his bed, and he was like, got a little stripper party on Saturday, and he was chipping out. First off, I was in bed. He jumped on me.
So you had a bellyache.
I had a tummy ache. No, I got back to the place, dropped a pile, felt great. Just released a pile, and I felt fine.
You had a mud pie.
I had a mud pie with gas. Gas like that hurt. Yeah. I was like, I'm just getting the fuck out of here.
You ever have to like fart? You have gas so bad, like your arm hurts, and you're like, ow, shit.
You have gas in your lungs. You just have fart. I just filled with farts.
That is the one, one downside of Magoobies is there's not a good toilet.
There is not a good toilet at Magoobies. Yeah. You gotta dump with the civilians.
That's whack, dude.
You gotta dump with the common peasants. Yeah.
Which really?
I did a couple times.
I dropped one on yesterday. Dropped a pile. Dropped a pile on the way. But no, I just had to pile out. And then once I hit the pile, Chris came in. First off, I kept acting like, man, you should be like me. Sober, left the bar. I left like an hour before the bar closed. I left at like 1:30. And I was like, you need to be more responsible. But he came home just drunk as a skunk. He jumped on the bed. I was like, dude, I'm fucking naked. Get off me. He kept like, dude, it's so annoying.
So you guys fucked around.
Then he gets in his bed and he's like curled up. Like it's a sleepover. He's like, I got a stripper party tomorrow. We got a stripper party. I was like, what's up with that stripper? He got me. My ears perked up. I was like, what's going on with this? And he was like, don't worry about it. He just wanted to give me the details. I was like, tell me where it is.
Holy I was so excited.
That is exciting.
Cat leaving like a mouse at the front door.
Oh, it was great.
That's like high school dance excitement. That's the only way you can rechannel high school dance.
I was stoked about this stripper party at this point. I was like, this is going to be the best
night. I mean, what do you think about stripper prom? If a strip club held a prom, you can go on to?
That sounds so nice. You go online, you order your favorite prom date.
Hooker prom would be sick.
Actually, you have to go ask the... You have to go exactly. to the strip club. Or it could be Sadie Hawkins. Ask the guys at the club and be like, hey, next week we're having prom. Will you be my date?
Fuck.
That's pretty nice.
See, I think the exciting part is hanging out outside of the venue.
Yeah, there's always an after party after prom,
dude. You know? I guess that's true.
Well, the venue would be at a dance hall. You just take the strippers to
Rent out like a fire hall or something.
Cherry cover band.
Oh, dude, now you're talking.
I don't know. The less formal, the better to me. I think just a house party. Yeah, a house party.
Well, then the after party is at a house party after the, you know.
Yeah, I can't usually make it that long.
You got fucking...
I can't.
He was blacking out. Like, while I was on stage, I would get off stage and be like, what's up, man? He's like, hey. God damn, dude. What happened?
Maybe once last night. That was last night.
33% of the time.
Why?
Chris,
what
are you doing?
Was just... Well, that's the thing is, he was... When you feel shitty from drinking, you're faced with that crossroads of like, should I just pack it up and go home?
Yeah.
Or just keep drinking.
I don't have that in me. Once I feel sick, I'm like, I'm not doing that for a long time.
Yeah, no, I like...
It's and a nice that, thing for you.
That's just what happens. I feel so disgusted. Like, not like disgusted, more I feel sick and my body feels fucked up and I'm like, I have to avoid this substance now.
I think that's what happened to me this weekend. Like, this is the first weekend I didn't get drunk. Like, I'm finally hitting a wall.
Holy Spirit filled you with gas, dude.
The Holy Spirit did fill me with a pile.
I
imagine. Ass was speaking in tongues.
Thinking of you at the stripper party, like, out in a balcony overlooking Timonium, and some lady's like, what's the matter, babe? You're like, I got so many fucking farts in me, dude.
But no, the stripper party got ruined because Chris...
No, I didn't do anything wrong.
Chris,
you ruined stripper prom?
He did ruin stripper prom because him and his pal got so fucked up at the bar sitting on the corner.
And he was driving the train. He was buying beers and stuff like that, keeping the night.
What do you mean driving the train?
Well, Chris is trying to alleviate the guilt.
Okay. Well,
tell him what happened.
You can fully not go along with this.
No, so we were hanging out late drinking at the bar, and then I went home. Jumped in bed with Shane, looked around, got excited about the stripper party, and woke up.
That was the closest to Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve I've felt in a long time. Just little kids in bed, like, tomorrow is the stripper party. Yes, yes.
And I woke up to a message from him being like, damn, dude, I got a DUI.
That night?
Yeah.
Yeah, he left the planning of the stripper party.
Yeah.
Called it Dewey.
Ooh.
What's going on with his relationship?
How's that affecting his relationship?
I can't imagine it's great.
Imagine it's strippers good. Tend to like to be driven to work and dropped off. It's
gonna be
tough.
Yeah, yeah.
Although there's some strippers that have it in them to like fully support a dude who's just down
out. That's what this situation was. Like I think his girl was kind of like, I got you.
She was the breadwinner.
Yeah, yeah.
She was the head winner.
Yeah, you don't want your stripper girlfriend having to work double time.
Yeah, yeah. No,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, he's like, I'm going to have to get a job, pay for the lawyer and all this shit. Dude, you can go to jail.
Yeah.
For, like, first offense.
Especially he was flying, baby.
Yeah,
plus,
yeah.
If they checked his text and saw that he was planning a stripper party.
Especially, yeah. They're going to get you. They're going
to
get you.
They might come and they might subpoena you. Like, were you supposed to go to the stripper party? And you're like,
I just kept fucking with Chris being like, they're going to check the security footage at the club. And see you, dude, just getting bombed.
No, they'll see me going to the bathroom, being like, it's time for me to go home, going to the bathroom, coming out, new beer there. All right, I'll drink this one, drank that one, took a piss, come back, new beer. So I was. It's never your fault. It's not my fault.
What's up with that?
It's never your fault.
What's up with
why,
me?
Why he kept giving you beers? Like, bro, what the fuck? Were you trying to fuck me, dude?
Well, I didn't know he was driving. I figured he would, like.
You should have stopped him.
That's what I
there's,
said.
No, you I had no idea he was driving.
Well, anyone I drink with, I'm like, bro, where's your keys?
Yeah, put them in the fishbowl.
That's
yeah,
what you sure. guys do? That's
for sure.
Every
dude.
Time.
It's sure. such a buzzkill, don't you think?
Just no way. Dude, I'd rather be safe, keys. Bro.
Yeah, better safe than sorry.
My Look. Friend was planning me a stripper party. The least I could
I
do.
Treat him.
I didn't even know he had a car. I assumed it, well, I did know he had a car.
Probably a Dodge.
I knew, but I didn't know he drove.
Dodge Charger, for sure.
Also, I figured he would just take an Uber home or Lyft or whatever.
No.
Why not?
Because he has a stripper girlfriend, dude. He's not going to do anything else.
She was home. She was home. She was home.
Can't do anything that makes sense. But yeah. So Chris ruined the stripper party, and that guy used his.
So yeah, I asked him the next day. I was like, "So that stripper party is probably off then, huh?"
Yeah, that was all he cared about.
Oh,
he didn't
man.
Care about his new friend.
Yeah. No, I feel.
Are you still in touch with this guy?
Yeah.
You should see him through this whole thing.
I do want to. I hope it goes well.
You're going to leave him in the dust. You're going to leave him in the dust.
Her parents picked him up from the police station.
God damn. This is like the most responsible stripper I've ever heard of.
Yeah, she's got her shit together.
Didn't you tell me she just came out as a stripper to her parents?
Yeah, like she had just told her parents that's what she's doing. It's rough.
And then they had to pick the boyfriend up from jail from a DUI. It's like, holy fuck, what happened to our little girl?
Yeah, it's rough. It's rough.
All because greedy little Chris needed to lube up this guy for a stripper party. You just trash this guy's life and then you move on to the next town.
Look, I took care of my part of the deal. You know?
What was your part of the deal?
What was your part of the deal?
To show up to the stripper party.
to get him fired up to do it.
I do regret not being able to see you at a stripper party.
Oh, my God.
Seeing O'Connor buzzing around at
trying
a stripper
party. Trying to be cash. You'd have to try to be, like, cash a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, but then half hour in, he'd be shit-faced.
No, I would probably, I'd keep it under control.
No, you wouldn't. You would, if we went to the stripper party, you would have got hammered, and probably within an hour, probably before people started showing up, you would have already cornered a girl and been like, I'll give you $100 for a
no,
head.
No.
Chris.
You know, I'm not that aggressive like that.
I don't want to be a judge. I don't want to come off judging this guy dating a stripper. It's just, it's a tough choice, dude. I feel like it's one that's usually made kind of hastily.
Well, he was saying that, like, she just stripped. She doesn't, like, do anything outside of that.
Jesus Christ, bro.
And he was like, as long as that's happening,
that's
like, that's fine. Yeah, yeah.
What kind of drugs are they doing?
I don't know. They seem pretty chill. Yeah, yeah.
He seemed all right.
Good. All
yeah.
Right. Just making sure you're not.
And he
down
like
any
and
paths.
And like it sounded like she
no
was,
drugs this
she
weekend.
Was pretty like normal too. Like it honestly, it sounded like they had like a really nice thing going.
How old is she?
18.
What?
Bro.
God damn it. You didn't tell me the stripper party would have been lit. Fuck.
Oh.
Fuck.
Wow.
I know. I was doing all of this good work.
We would have got busted for fucking underage supplying minors with booze. Fuck, that would have been a pathetic end. Oh, my God.
Hold on. She's 18.
Yeah.
And he's taking the word of his 18-year-old stripper girlfriend that no extracurricular activities are happening.
Look, let's not judge this man.
I'm not judging.
Thank you enough.
I want to let him know.
Yeah, yeah. But now that I knew she was 18, the stripper party would have been crazy.
It would have been amazing.
No, Chris, it would have been bad.
It would have been
it
amazing.
Been horrible,
dude,
bro.
You guys are going on Epstein's Island.
It would have been absolutely.
We were talking about that. We went to the fucking mall, and there's just hot kids everywhere. And we were like, dude. He turned around and looked at these kids. I was like, dude, that girl was like 15. What are you doing turning around and checking her out?
You're going to stand with these accusations?
I was window shopping. I was looking around the mall. I was looking around the mall. I can look in any direction I want. It's free country.
A 15-year-old walked by in like yoga pants. Maybe 14.
I can have binoculars.
He
in the
was
mall.
The one who pointed them out.
All I said was Jesus Christ. That's what I said.
What was that reference? Like, God, they're so young. Get out of here.
Yes.
Young and hot.
There was young, hot chicks.
Yeah.
It was disgusting.
And so my mind's not in that, like, thinking about that stuff
at
all.
Around.
You know?
Hold on.
I don't look at 15-year-old kids and think, like,
hold
on, my God, it's so hot.
So this was.
I was looking. I was like, I needed sweatpants. I need some sweatpants.
But you're about to go to the stripper party, so you need some sweatpants.
Yeah, dude.
I need some very sheer sweatpants.
Yeah.
So. So the strip,
but then we were like, dude, then Chris was like, thank God I wasn't powerful enough to have access to Epstein. That's what he said.
He said he would have definitely faltered.
I did say that.
Billy and Spud are going to get in your ass.
Thank God.
You are
don't you feel that way too?
If dude, you're honest with yourself. Honest to goodness, dude, I was taking a nap the other day, and I was sitting there, and I was like, I was thinking about Epstein's Island. I was just like, Bill Clinton, allegedly, but probably, was fucking 17-year-old girls. I'm like, ooh,
that's wild.
Boy,
yeah.
What a tough Jones to fall into.
Yeah, yeah.
What a forbidden fruit. I mean, it's so, again, you got to kind of be a monster to do that. But if you're already getting, here's the problem, though. If you're getting hookers left and right, and snap up, O'Connor, pay attention. If you're getting hookers.
Pay attention.
Oh, I'm hanging on every
word.
I'm speaking
from a damaged fucking bot. You start getting in the hooker realm, and then you start, you know, it's just a lawless realm.
Yeah.
So you're already not obeying the laws. And then, like, you're not IDing these chicks. Then you're like, whoa, this chick's super fucking hot. Turns out your old buddy Jeffrey's like, yeah, you like that? After she blows you, she's 16. And you're like, ah, fuck, I like that. And then it's like, what you going to do? I'm not defending the man. I'm not defending the Epsteins. I'm saying.
Dude, I mean, think about.
I mean, yeah, it's easy to be like, it's fucked up. It's like, bro. You get
also,
in the big
yeah.
money wheel, U.S. politics, billionaires chilling. Everyone's kind of doing whatever the fuck they want. You're all fucking hot chicks. All of a sudden, you're just like.
And we were only looking at girls at the Towson Mall.
Yeah.
That was our pool.
Yeah. I mean.
Imagine the global kid sniz that they
just
were.
Imagine your weakest moment. Like, just in like your weakest
it's not
moment.
A great line,
just
my
imagine
bad.
Your weakest moment.
It's not a great line.
But. And just, like, Epstein calls and is like, I'm going to the island.
See, I would have shut it down. I would have sat with the staff and been like, no, bro, I'm not fucking, this is fucked up.
Yeah, if you have time to decline the invite, that's, if you were there, it'd be like, oh, fuck, they got me.
Yeah, I'm giving no
quarter. But if I'm not going there.
Yeah, I'm not giving quarter to pedos. I'm saying, this is, it's not just like Bill Clinton was like, I mean, I'm speaking on stuff I have no fucking idea about. But I doubt someone was like, I need some young sniz. It's like. You're just being a pussy hound all around. Your guard's down. You let the fucking you let the side down. Like I love that what Prince Andrew said. It's like I let the side down. Yes, I'll admit. And you're just fucking around. It's like that's a gradual slide.
Yeah.
The fucking 17-year-old.
You like get on the plane and there's just like all those girls in there.
Man, I can't believe you turned around at that chick at the mall. I forgot about that.
You were the
disgusting.
One who I wouldn't
you
have even
saw
noticed.
Her. They walked right fucking past
you
us.
You pointed it out. You were like, look at those girls.
Ew. No,
Chris.
I didn't.
Chris, look right, at them.
Look at him fibbing. Look at him smiling.
Look at them.
Wait, so was this look after the stripper party was off?
No, this is mid-stripper party planning.
Yeah.
You're like, should we invite them?
Yeah. The wheels were in motion at this point for a potential stripper party.
Yeah. That's...
Whether it was going to happen. Then later on that day, it was like, we're
I had nothing
much
to
locked.
Do with it. I swear to God, I had nothing to do with the stripper party.
No, you didn't. You didn't. That
thank
was
you.
Something I was doing
that was
on
Chris
your
was
behalf.
Concocting.
On your behalf, because
I
knew you'd
it.
Like it. It was a nice thing that I was
I
doing.
I declined
for
nice gift.
I declined it.
You didn't decline it.
Yeah, huh? You tried to go to see the strippers.
When?
One of those nights, and I said, I'm not leaving this bar. I'm staying here and then going to the hotel. Did that happen?
Yeah, you also.
What?
You also.
Wait, hold on. What was the first word you said?
Don't talk.
What was the first word you said?
Yeah? At some point.
Confirmed.
At
next
point
topic.
Over,
what's going on with you?
At some point over the weekend, I suggested going to a strip club. So did you.
Did you guys, either of you, get
we
hard at the
go.
Thought of the stripper party?
I haven't been hard in months. No.
Dude.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, that's the gradual slide.
The way he was describing what it was going to be like, too, was...
What was he saying,
get
dude?
Get me going.
What did he say?
He was just talking about his sex life with his girl. And it
ew,
was like...
Chris.
I think this guy was trying to fuck you.
No.
He was trying to swing. Bring in the old turd. Drop a turd in the bunch. So, what was the guy telling you?
Oh, yeah, what was the guy telling you?
Just like
look at Chris trying to defend his friend, dude. Chris is afraid to speak on the record.
Well, I feel bad. I don't know how much I want to disclose about this unnamed person's.
There's nothing to disclose.
Life.
We're not saying anything about him or any. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a funny story. It's a funny fictional story.
There's something ahead. To get him through this time, dude.
What?
What was he telling you that got you fired up? What you thought the party was going to be like?
Oh, he was
when he was getting
like,
you hard, what was he saying?
Yeah.
He was talking about just like his girl's always trying to like blow him and stuff like that, and like even when he's like soft she like works really hard to like get him hard, and it was like great, you know, that's exciting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm, you know,
yeah,
what are you making those faces?
How,
like?
keep going.
And then he was talking about like the other girls that would be there and how hot they were and fucking yeah, it was great.
What else? What did he say? Go into it because you're glossing over it. And
so,
I know you.
So hold on, you guys were getting drunk and he was like, "Yo, she fucking sucks my flaccid dick all the time." And you're like, "Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, yeah."
What's up with this party?
That's exciting. That's...
You were sitting there crafting an Evite to the stripper party.
Yeah,
that's what's up, dude. Was it just the two of you?
He's like, yes.
Yeah, at some point, yeah, it was.
And she was like, she sucks me soft.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like,
she was like, yeah, man. She's like, yeah. They were just like talking about it. Just they're like, they do threesomes. They're like on Tinder together and they like do threesomes. Not with dudes, two chicks.
That's what's up. I mean, dude.
That's getting me fired up.
I don't know if I honestly don't know if I can handle that. I mean, obviously, it would be fantastic, but I just, it's just a day of nervousness leading up to it and being like,
yeah, it's a lot of,
what,
a lot
the
of
party?
Pressure.
No, just have, like it's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure.
A threesome, yeah.
It's a lot of pressure.
And like you're trying to read, you know, I don't know.
Also, I'm going
to
come immediately. Yeah. I'm going to come immediately. Like I know this.
Yeah, yeah. I think you got to it's a yeah, yeah.
So it's going to build up to this like thing and I'm just going to be like, ugh.
You got to plan for two. You got to plan for two loads, two sessions.
Yeah.
The first one's just going to be super quick and then well, gather yourself back together.
Here's the question. This
Chris,
is
you're a pervert.
This is a fucking
pervert.
This is what I want to know. This is what I want to know. How long has this obsession been?
What?
Sex.
Me?
Yeah. Typically,
it's
people,
only recently.
Exactly.
I didn't notice it.
That's what I'm saying.
I never noticed it in him until this year when he started procuring. I never noticed it.
That was
party.
Yeah, taking Uber.
I will say this. This is probably my highlight. Last night, because I got off stage. I didn't know Chris was drunk.
Mm.
And when I got off stage, we went to the manager's office to get paid.
Yeah.
And he just fucks around with you. And he like handed Chris the check. And before he handed it to him, he's like, "I say this to everybody. I'm not fucking with you. Do you think you deserve this check?" And I just heard O'Connor, like, while reaching for it, like, no, I was like, "Jesus Christ, dude, get out of this office." And he picked up an acoustic guitar that was in the office, started, like, strumming it. I was like, "Put that the fuck down."
You were playing guitar?
No, I didn't play any notes.
Then I walked past the green room, and he was just, like, slumped on the couch. And I was like, "Dude, what happened?" And he was like, "I don't know, man." I was like, "Oh, no, O'Connor."
It's so funny. It's the only...
Sorry, bud.
Yeah, that was rough.
But then you stopped drinking right there. And you ended up,
really?
Yeah, well, at that point, I was, like, packing shit up. Yeah. I was, like, packing cameras up and stuff like that.
Man.
And then,
That's tough, man. That's tough. That's rugged.
It's rugged. Fun.
It's rugged living.
No, it's hard living.
It is hard living, but it's funny.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch.
Yeah. No, it is. It is fun to watch. It just, fuck, man. I guess everyone gets affected differently by alcohol. The fucking hangovers I get are just, like, they're excruciating.
Yeah.
Excruciating.
I could totally,
But it's so
fun. It is so fun when you're drunk.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about if that guy had made it back to the strip club and was drunk and walked in and was like, woo, still winning, still crushing it. It's just,
We were so close.
That would have been so much fun.
That would have been fucking weird, dude. If we would have got there, I didn't know she was 18.
So
if
weird.
I got there and I saw that she was 18, I'd be like, what is this? This is crazy, dude.
That would have
been weird.
You would have chilled with the staff?
No. I would have trumped out. I would have found the staff. I would have chilled with the staff. I would have said, I got to get off this island.
Yeah, dude. That's wild.
Wait, is that something that Trump did?
Yeah, when Trump was with Epstein, he just hung out with the staff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He didn't procure.
Wait, what are you guys doing? Hung out with the staff. I don't know. I love everybody, dude.
I love everybody.
You're trying to fucking draw a circle and keep me out? I'm going to draw a bigger circle and include you, dude. That's how I am.
Oh, man. That's why I love you, man.
It's for everybody.
Chris, you hear stuff like that? That's the type of stuff I need.
Know. Yeah. You don't feel like you're getting that out of me?
I need a companion that says stuff like that.
Brightens you up.
It's not just some dark cloud in the hotel room every day.
It's dark cloud. I was this close to a stripper party. In your honor.
That's a smear on our record.
he would have been Prince Andrew, dude. In fucking 40
Chris
years.
Chris is Prince Andrew. He's coming from Connecticut.
No, no.
He's like, "Father, I ran into some
I let the sides down.
Uncouth fellows at the bar in Timonium, and they led me to a party. I didn't know she was 17.
It's going to be me when you get in trouble for the special Olympics. Yeah. We were like, my biggest problem is after I found that out. Yeah. I still hung out with him. Yeah.
I mean, dude, if you think about it, I'm not going to say this guy's DUI was good for you.
It was.
But in a way, they're good for me. Where there's 18-year-old strippers, there also might be wayward 17-year-olds
exactly.
who want to be strippers and hang out with their older cousin.
You just got to avoid that type of party
altogether. Yeah, dude, that's like
that's a bad party. I've never been to a party like
that. I've never been to a party like that either. I've never been to a party like that either.
You should just not hang out with 18-year-olds in a sexual way.
You should not hang out
with 18-year-olds. Well, there's no guarantee that the other people there would be 18. His girlfriend was 18.
I mean, the best case scenario is that you're hanging out with 32-year-old strippers, which is a whole other nightmare you want to
avoid. No.
Safe, yes, but...
Best case is 19.
Not a fun party.
Best case is
19. Best case is 19.
Yeah. 24.
Either way, that's a nightmare of a party.
It is, dude.
That would suck.
It is. You got to ask yourself, dude, what else did you want to hang out? What else would you like to do with them?
You know what? It's like, yeah, I feel like, yeah, for the most part, that's what winds up like happening.
What if this helping your hangover right now?
Dude, just unpacking all this stuff.
Yeah. What if the stripper party lasted for 6 months?
No.
That'd be awesome.
That sounds great.
Yeah, that sounds kind of cool. Yeah, well, that's the thing too. I was always. I think Burr talks about this, about how he thought that like in order to be a good comic, you had to be like dark and twisted and have a horrible life. And it's like, no. It's like when you want to do creative endeavors, being happy lends itself to more creative endeavors.
Yeah.
You're just kind of like, this sucks. It's like you don't get anything done ever.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a dark shit. Just living a life is important.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to be a dark
twist. It doesn't have to be. Yeah, it just doesn't have to. Yeah, it doesn't have to be stripper parties.
Doesn't have to.
I mean, dude, I'm not
gonna
lie,
Connor.
I would have. That's a fucking tempting party. I can sit on my high horse and be like, "Well, I wouldn't do that."
I mean, I was condemning you the entire time, but when you came back to the room and we're like, just arranged it, I was like, "What are the details? Give me the details." You're like, "No." I was like, "Tell me, turd."
Yeah.
I'm like.
Oh, dude, when you woke me up this morning, I was furious, dude.
What happened?
I woke up like mad at him. And then he kept me awake. I was awake. What?
It's just so funny because I knocked on the door, and it must have been like right after the housekeeping and just knocked on the door or something, too. And like,
and I was out of sleep, so I was like, what? Who is this?
The way you were talking to someone you thought might be a clean lady was insane.
No, that was like the third time someone
were like,
knocked.
What? What are you doing?
It was like 8 a.m.
You're giving them attitude?
It was fucking 8 a.m. and someone had knocked twice. No, it was 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
It was about 8:30. I was awake for like three hours.
It was 9:30.
He bashes the staff?
Chris, I couldn't be more certain. It was like 8:30.
I know. I can show you the Uber time.
Show me the Uber. Bring up the Ubes.
So you're saying Shane trashes the fucking staff?
Yeah.
Be gone.
I was out of sleep, dude. I was furious.
What are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Was it you, though.
It was the turd with a plate of fucking breakfast food, and he comes in fucking arrogant.
Oh, my God.
Arrogant.
You were. I was like, how are you feeling? Because I was excited to know that he was hungover. I wanted him to be hungover. He's like, I feel fine. How are you feeling? I was like, I'm fucking perfect, dude. And then I was like mad at him for a second. And then finally I realized I was being crabby. And I was like, I'm pissed, you disgusting pig. Oh, the one I got you upset on was 9:13 a.m. All right. Whatever. Still ungodly hour.
Yeah, not a good hour.
Yeah.
We hadn't woken up before noon. Yeah.
Gotcha. 9:13.
I got him hard with that. I was like, I wasn't the one who was slurring my words like a jackass last night. I saw his face like, oh man, I feel
that was good. Your facial impressions might be, I think, like uncanny. That was a good O'Connor. I heard O'Connor take serious news, and it's that exact.
Yeah, he got very sad.
That was like the exact.
As soon as you did that, I like rolled over. I hit him with a rollover after. Yeah. I was like, I wasn't slurring my words like a jackass. Flipped over to the other side of the bed. Yeah. And I knew it hurt, so I was like, I'm pissed, you disgusting pig.
Dude, hitting someone with a hard comment and a rollover in bed. Those white sheets of a hotel bed are so
just
fucking
naked
funny.
Under that. And then I farted as loud as I could for the next 2 hours. Make sure you can sleep.
Yeah, I that didn't wake. I didn't even hear anything.
What are your first
thoughts? You chuckled at the first couple.
Yeah.